I'm Lola, one of the program producers, and today we're speaking with Kay Moon. I'd like to hear your coming out story.
Coming out story, gee. You know, I kind of make a joke about it. You know, I'm one of eight children. I was the sixth child and joke that I came out of my mother. The doctor picked me up and slapped me and said, "It's a lesbian." But really, I've always been two-spirited, I believe. I knew really at a young age, and in elementary school, I was aware that it was probably not real cool to be two-spirited, because even with my family, sometimes my brother would tell me that I couldn't hold my girlfriend's hand anymore and skip down the road. And so I thought, okay, I'm not going to stop doing that, but I will not do it in front of him. And then I think back, you know, I was probably 3 years old, and I remember folks saying, "Oh, she's so cute, and, you know, she'll make a great partner to a man someday." And I remember I was probably knee level to the elders, to the men, and I used to think, if they try to touch me, I'm going to bite their knees because I'm not getting near them, you know. And then I was about 7 years old, and my mother used to bring me to some of her friends' house. And even though my mother wasn't two-spirited, she was very open-minded. And I didn't know at the time, but one of her good friends was a gay woman. There was children that I played with in that area, and boy, they seemed to know a lot about relationships. And I also kind of knew then that I still did not want to be straight. You know, I never wanted to get married. I thought, how can I figure this out? And my mother used to think it was so cute that I would say that, you know, and in front of other aunties and uncles, you know, they would say, "Oh, you're so beautiful, you know, wait. And my mother would say, "Well, she says she doesn't want to ever get married." And they'd say, "Oh, wait till you get to be 9 and 10. And 9 and 10 came, and they repeated that. And I said, "Nope." And then 10 years old, 11 years old, you know, they asked me again, and I said, "Nope." And they still thought it was cute. My mother was pretty happy, actually, that I wasn't going to be a problem for her, because she had five girls, and we were a handful. And so I think she was kind of going, "Oh, a breath of fresh air, you know." She's not going to run around.
Where did you live when you were younger?
I grew up going back and forth from Massachusetts, New York, to back to the reservation, to Montreal itself. It's called Kahnawake. It was called Kahnawake when I was a child, and they gave it more of a traditional name. Some of you may be aware that the Mohawks are known for their steelwork. New York City was built on the sweat and tears and hard work of the Mohawk men. I thought of being an ironworker myself, but it wasn't cool to be at the time. So we went back and forth. That was where we all were or got dislocated. You know, mostly there's five nations of Iroquois people, and Mohawks are one of them. There's the Oneida, the Onondaga, the Cayuga, and the Seneca. That was all in that area. So all that side of the eastern borders was the Iroquois people, and the Mohawks were one of them, and that was our territory that way.
So, first kiss.
Oh my goodness.
Is it you or her?
When I was very little, I'd say my first kiss with my first long-term lover started in my last year of high school, when I lived with a non-native family that helped me get back in school. And I started seeing a woman from the Mohawk Trail, actually, who said she was French. Come to find out later on, her grandmother was native, and she just didn't admit to it, because back in the day, it was not cool to be native. I guess the first kiss was with her, yeah.
So, what year was that?
It was in the 70s.
Thank you, Kay Moon. Tune in next time to hear part two from Kay Moon, Mohawk Nation Two-Spirited.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org.